18.
我哋睇十八章十六节，我哋会睇到33。33:33。一個星期的禱告週，他是跟幾間教會聯起來，就叫在去過世界各地的人都邀請一起在這個週跟他一起祈禱，又禁食祈禱一個星期。他其實每晚在美國那裡有這個的一起聚集一起祈禱，所以在程序表呢有個網頁的，我都有個很比較高質素的信號的他寄了給我們，即如果不過他是夜晚舉行，我們就如果是朝早，即除非大家朝早回來看看他那個節目，一起祈禱，如果不是你自己 有電腦可以上去，不過全部英文我相信，但我們都可以是一起禁食一起祈禱，為我們一些教會的事情，自己個人事情，或者是我們的前面的方向，都鼓勵你呢可以試試這個星期一起禁食的，禁食一日，禁食一餐，禁食兩三日，都是一個值得的，一起禁食尋求神呢，讓神在當中呢，就是我們這個星期給我們有新的方向，還有讓神在我們當中去工作。我們都可以為黃生祈禱，求神醫治他，或者是都求你繼續紀念我的手指我都可能要做手術，但已經做了，即等了兩個月，即可能手術做不到，都繼續仰望神。Then, I don't know what your prayer life is like generally, but do you have confidence in praying and accept and knowing that God listens to your prayers?And this week is Horizon's Week of Prayer and Fast. A couple of years ago, they started this this habit of once every 6 months having a week of prayer and fast, and they've invited us to join with them. And we can view all of their meetings on the internet. The website is on in our bulletin. And I encourage us to pray together for our personal needs and for the church needs, and also to if you can, to fast along and see what God is going to do. You can fast one meal or fast one day or two or three days or whatever the Lord lays on your heart. And take the time and ask God for spiritual breakthrough, for salvation, for healing, and for guidance for this new year. And the passage we're looking at today is about prayer, so it fits right in. And it's the first recorded passage of intercessory prayer in the Bible. So, from that, we can understand And so studying this passage, we can get a better understanding of our prayer life. 我們先去讀創世記18章16節至19節。So let's look first at verse 16 to 19 in chapter 18 of Genesis. 我讀新譯本。三人就從那裡起身，向著所多瑪觀看。亞伯拉罕與他們同在，要送他們一程。耶和華說，我要作的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？亚伯拉罕必要成为强大兴盛的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。我拣选了他，是要他吩咐子孙和他的家属遵守我耶和华的道，秉公行义，好叫我耶和华应许亚伯拉罕的话都可实现。一起祈祷。主耶稣，我们多谢你 因为我们今天在这个经文当中，我们去学习怎样去祷告，怎样去将我们的事情其他人的事情交托给你。所以我们求你打开我们的眼睛，打开我们的耳朵，让我们的心里面可以接受你的话语。所以我们将以下的时间交托，求你使用孩子可以释放你的道。多谢主，奉耶稣名求。在这里我们接着上个星期我们看到呢，就是有神来探访亚伯拉罕。And so this passage is continuing from last week's where God came and paid a visit to Abraham. 咁佢三个人，两个天使同埋神一齐，咁啊同亚伯拉罕倾谈咧。上次讲过有两个原因有呢个探访。And two angels came with Jehovah, and they came to visit, and they had two purposes, as we saw last week, for this visit. And the first purpose was to strengthen Abraham's faith and to help Sarah to believe that they were going to have a child.
咁第一个原因咧，就要建立撒拉嘅信心同埋亚伯拉罕嘅信心，俾佢肯定咧就要生以撒呢个仔。第二个原因咧，就系而家喺呢个嘅下半章我哋睇到系要讲所多玛呢件事。
And the second purpose is what we're going to look at today, and it's about Sodom and Gomorrah. And
神咧就呼召亚伯拉罕。又系佢同佢做朋友，所以我哋睇到亚伯拉罕同神咧系有好嘅友谊。咁呢个咧就系做朋友嘅时候，神要同亚伯拉罕咧，即系将啲事情讲俾佢听。佢话唔会隐瞒。
Now God is called Abraham his friend, and as a friend, they have a relationship together. And so God says here that He is not going to hide. He is not going to keep His action away from Abraham. He's going to let him know.
So we see that God in this passage says to Abraham, he won't hide these things. He will do it. There are two reasons. The first reason is 18 verse, because he will become a great country, he will become a great country, so he will give the blessing to him. The second reason is 19 verse, because he will choose him, he will command his children and his family to obey God's word.秉公行义。
And so we see the first two reasons in verse 18 and in verse 19. The first reason is because he has chosen Abraham to be a mighty country, a mighty people, and to bless him. And the second reason in verse 19, that he's chosen him to teach the way of the Lord to his children and his grandchildren and his descendants, that they can walk in righteousness.
咁我哋睇到神系有呢个两个原因，就要将佢啲事情讲俾亚伯拉罕听。
And it's because of these two reasons that God is telling His action to Abraham。
咁我想大家去留意呢一点，因为我哋信耶稣咧，我哋都系同神做朋友嘅。我哋信耶稣咧，耶稣系我哋嘅朋友，所以我哋可以知道，因为我哋做耶稣嘅朋友，耶稣都系想将福气临到你身上，耶稣都系想你。秉行公义，秉公行义，亦都系想你咧嘅仔女咧系行神嘅道。于是咧，神都系要将佢啲事情话你知。
And we can know that God also wants to be your friend, as He calls us His friends, and He wants to bless us because we are His friends, and He wants us to walk in righteousness, and He wants our children to walk in righteousness, and He wants us to teach them. And for those reasons, God also wants to share His purposes with us. He wants us to know His will.
你知唔知神想你知道佢嘅旨意？好多时我哋会话。我唔明神嘅旨意，神嘅旨意系乜嘢？要我点样？其实因为神系同你做朋友，好似同亚伯拉罕做朋友，神系要彰显佢嘅旨意俾我哋认识。
And God wants you to know His will, and because He calls you His friend, like He called Abraham His friend, He wants you to understand what His will is, so you can walk in it.
嗱，讲到祷告咧。认识神嘅旨意就系好紧要嘅。
And when we talk about prayer, understanding the will of God is very important.
因为我哋祈祷嘅时候咧，我哋要先咧去捉到神嘅旨意，按照神嘅旨意嚟祈祷。
Because when we pray, we first must understand the will of God, and then pray according to the will of God.
神是听合祂旨意的祷告的。And God listens to prayers that are according to His will. 所以我们祈祷的时候，一个很重要的关键，就是你神听不听你祷告，就是第一，你和神有没有这个关系先。And so I think the first important thing about prayer is that you need to have this relationship with God, to be a friend of God, to walk in His ways, to follow Him. And then God will hear your prayers. 如果我们是和神没有这个关系，神就没理由去听我们的祷告。And if we don't have this relationship, then there's no reason for God to hear our prayers. 如果你没有这个关系，神只会听一个祷告，你知不知道什么祷告？And if you don't have a relationship, there's only one prayer that God wants to hear from you. Do you know what that prayer is? 神啊，求你宽恕我，我是一个罪人。Lord, forgive me, I'm a sinner. 是由那个祷告开始和神建立这个关系，由那个关系跟着慢慢其他事神就会听。And it's when we pray in repentance and establish that relationship, then we build a relationship with God that we can, that foundation we can go on to.那我想你留意一下呢，亚伯拉罕有很多的物业，羊群、牛群，他有很多的仆人，他的家族有很多事情，他可以为自己求神很多事，但是在我们这个祷告，我们看到呢，他是没有为自己求，他为别人求。Now Abraham was a man of many, he had many servants, he had flocks and herds, and he was rich, and he had a large family, a household. But when we look at his prayer, he didn't pray anything for himself. He prayed only for other people in this prayer. And it's a good thing to think about, intercessory prayer. 咁亚伯拉罕喺度系一个代祷者嘅，啊，去按照神嘅旨意去代祷。你睇二十节。And look in verse 20 to 21. 20 至21节，耶和华说：控告所多玛和摩拉的声音甚大，他们的罪恶极重。我现在要下去观看他们所行的，是不是全像那声闻于我的控告？如果不是，我也会知道的。所以神呢就要去到所多玛去了解清楚个情况，其实神已经知道清楚。This verse makes it look like God has to go there personally to get an assessment of the situation. In reality, God knows exactly what the situation is. 那神已经知道，但是其实神是要给机会亚伯拉罕和他的侄子罗德呢去为这个祷告，为这个城去祷告，为罗德去祷告。But what God really is doing is He's giving Abraham an opportunity to pray. He's giving Abraham a chance to pray for Sodom, and He's also giving him an opportunity to pray for his nephew Lot. 因为神知道个真相，神已经知道呢，系一切嘅事，喺神嘅里边冇一样嘢唔知。In God, there is nothing that He doesn't know. He already knows everything. And so He doesn't have to go to find out. But He wants to prove to Abraham and prove to Lot what the situation is. 其实他要是证实给罗德，证实给亚伯拉罕，他那些所多玛的城市是差的。但是这里我看到神的怜悯。为什么看到神的怜悯？因为神不需要跟亚伯拉罕说，他可以是有天而降有火砰毁灭了又不说人知道嘛。但是他因为怜悯他先说亚伯拉罕听。And here I see the mercy of God because God didn't have to tell Abraham what he was going to do. He could have just gone and wiped them out. But he first told Abraham so Abraham could have a chance to pray. And that shows mercy. God is a merciful God.神的怜悯很伟大的，神是永远都是先行公义的，神是先给我们机会可以有悔改，神做任何一件事之前先会去给叫人为那些地方去祈祷。 God is a merciful God and He will always first give an opportunity to have people to pray and to have an opportunity for repentance before He passes judgment.
And that's what he's doing here. He's giving an opportunity for repentance. 神是很奇妙的。我相信亚伯拉罕都知道索多玛是什么地方。And I think that Abraham knew the condition of Sodom and Gomorrah.
他知道那个罪恶是很犀利，所以亚伯拉罕没有跟神搏啊，不要啊，不要啊，他是好人啊，即他不是那么差的。亚伯拉罕没有这样说。
I think that he knew for sure that this was a sinful place because he didn't say to God, oh no, don't wipe them out, you know, they're not that bad, they're really kind of good people, you know. He didn't say that.
他知道他的罪恶，所以他为他祷告。
我们要跟着看亚伯拉罕的祷告，他就是确认神的本性。
And we're going to look now at the prayer that Abraham prayed. And what he did is he was confident in the attributes of God. And the first thing he's confident in is God's mercy.
他第一是肯定的确认的就是神的怜悯。你看22至24节。In verse 22 to 24. 其中二人从那里动身向索多玛走去。亚伯拉罕却仍然站在耶和华面前。亚伯拉罕上前说，你真的要把义人和恶人一同除灭吗？假如城中有五十个义人，你还真的要除灭那地方，不为城里的五十个义人而赦免那地方吗？
Abraham here is showing God. He is showing that he believes that God is a God of mercy and righteousness.And that he will not wipe out the righteous with the wicked.
亚伯拉罕在这里是很肯定，很清楚神是公义的神，是怜悯的神，不会将公义的和恶的一起毁灭的。
在圣经里面记载第一个祷告的时候，这个是 很值得我们知道，神是公平，是公义。
亚伯拉罕知道神是好的，亚伯拉罕听到呢，他就很紧张。
Abraham heard the news that God is going to do, and he became anxious.
亚伯拉罕很担心索多玛人，他也紧张罗德一家。
And he was concerned for Sodom and Gomorrah, and he's also worried about his nephew Lot.
他就没紧张。你们有没有紧张呢？你未信耶稣的亲人呢？
Are you concerned about your unsaved family members?
亚伯拉罕听到这件事呢，他就立刻有这个担忧的，他立刻有这个的迫切性的。
你有没有这个担忧迫切性，为你未信耶稣的亲友呢？
Abraham was concerned about the unsaved people in Sodom and Gomorrah. He was concerned about his relatives. As soon as he heard, he became anxious and urgent, and it moved him to pray.
他这个的紧张，这个的担忧呢，使到亚伯拉罕去祷告的。
这个是一个好事呢。如果我们可以担心我们未信主的亲朋戚友呢，我们跟着为他祷告，我们看到神做工。
If we become anxious and concerned about our unsaved friends, and it motivates us to pray for them, then we can see God do something.
亚伯拉罕其实他说，毁灭义人呢，是不公平的。他就没有叫神不要这样做，但是他只是问，用反问的方法，就是想知道神是不是这样的。所以他是有这个的，就是他会分别出来，虽然有些是恶的，但不是全部都恶的。如果有些公义的，难道跟一起毁灭吗？神亚伯拉罕是紧张这些事的。
And so Abraham is concerned about the righteous and that God will not destroy them together with the wicked. And so he's concerned, he's praying that God, he's not demanding, he's not telling God what to do, but he's asking a question. Would you wipe them out together? Didn't seem fair.
你看25节至26节。
你绝不会作这样的事，把义人与恶人一同杀死，把义人和恶人一样看待。你绝不会这样。审判全地的主，岂可不行公义吗？耶和华说：我若在所多玛城中找到50个义人，我就因他们的缘故赦免那地方所有的人。
And this is a wonderful thing that Abraham is taking the righteousness of God and telling God back, "You are righteous. You would not do such a thing." And then God says, "Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't. If there are 50 in that city, I won't destroy them."
你睇亚伯拉罕真系，佢系将神呢个嘅本性，佢公义怜悯嘅本性，就佢知道神唔会咁样唔公平去杀无辜嘅。于是佢祷告，神跟住应承，系啊，你冇错嘅，亚伯拉罕，我唔会做呢件事。如果有50个义人，我唔会毁灭。
你谂下咧，50个义人喺一个城市，如果澳门得50个义人，澳门有几多人民人口啊？50万人口，如果得50个义人，神就保护澳门嘅，唔毁灭，
好有怜悯喎。那個比例很不平衡，50人都是整個城市可以得存活。
And look at God's righteousness. Let's put it in Macau's perspective. If there are 50 righteous in Macau in a city of 500,000, then God can preserve this city of 500,000. That's way out of balance. A lot more unrighteous people than there are righteous people.
神非常之怜悯，非常之公义，我们可以有这个肯定，神绝对不会滥杀无辜，神绝对不会做不公平的事。
We can have this confidence that God will not do unjust things, that God will not destroy righteous people unfairly. He is a righteous God. We need to take that and stand firm in that.
我们需要站在神这个的 公道上。当我们祈祷，我们可以从神讲翻，神你是这样，你不会做这些事。我们揸住这个的基础向神祷告。
And we need to stand on the foundation of who God is when we pray to God and use that as our foundation and establish that as our basis for prayer.
那我看到亚伯拉罕很大胆的。好勇敢嘅，因为佢嚟靠神咧，就系好大胆。
Abraham was very bold in his praying. He's saying some very bold things. And let's continue looking at verse 27 to 28.
你睇27节同埋28节，睇到佢好大胆嘅。亚伯拉罕回答说：我虽然是灰尘，还大胆地对我主说话。假如这五十个义人中缺少5个，你也会因缺少了5个人就毁灭全城吗？他说：我若在那里找到45个人，我也不会毁灭那城。
亚伯拉罕大胆到咧，佢好得到50，好似得寸进尺系咪？减5个咧，45啊，会唔会一样咁公义？
神又应承，45人我都唔毁灭。
And we see the boldness. He gets approval for 50 that God will preserve the city, and he says, "Okay, take away 5. If only 45, are you still going to destroy him?" And God says, "No." I will preserve the city if there are 45 righteous. And Abraham is bold. It's like he's been given a foot and an inch, and he's taken a foot. He's just going and boldly asking God for more.
其实他已经得到一个答案，但是他不甘心。他为50人，他觉得神呢，你45得不得啊？是勇敢。夠膽去求，
够胆去寻求。
He's not satisfied with just 50 righteous. He wants to go and ask for more. And he's going boldly, not afraid to God. But he goes boldly, humbly. Because he says, Lord, I'm nothing but dust.
他虽然大胆得来呢，他又是谦卑。他知道自己是什么料的。他说我只不过是灰尘。即使亚伯拉罕是很清楚呢，他是没有这个权去命令神做事，他没有这个权去指挥神。
Abraham knew that he had no right to order God or to demand anything of God. He could only humbly ask God.
那你想想亚伯拉罕是什么人来的？神拣选他呢？神说要透过他祝福全世界呢，要给他成为大国啦。神又将好多个福气俾佢，将好多个恩典同亚伯拉罕立约。亚伯拉罕可以有呢一种心态：神啊，你拣选我，我系你嘅合用嘅器皿啊！你唔好咁样，我要求你。
Now, Abraham knew he was chosen by God. He was called by God. He was told that he's going to be the father of many nations. The promise is coming through his son. Abraham could say, God, I'm your chosen vessel. I demand that you be righteous to these people. But he didn't have that attitude. He didn't demand anything. He humbly asked in prayer.
他就没有命令，没有要求，他没有说神，我要求你怎样，他就谦卑，谦卑寻求，求神。我们要学神这个谦卑。
And we need to learn from his humility and ask God and boldly but humbly. Because we have no right to demand God. We have no right to order God to do anything. But we can ask him humbly in prayer.
我们都要学习这个谦卑去寻求神。我们都没有权呢就去命令要求神做些什么。但是我们可以谦卑求神。因为我们都只不过是灰尘。
你同我睇希伯来书第四章十六节。In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16,
希伯来书第四章十六节。
十六节话都好熟悉嘅经文，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。为的是要领受怜悯，得到恩惠，作为及时的帮助。
我们可以坦然无惧来到神的施恩宝座。我们祷告的时候，我们要是有这个清楚的思想，我们可以大胆去求神，但是祂都是一个宝座上高。
他是万王之王，我们只不过是婢女仆人。
And we need to know when we approach the throne of God that we can come boldly,
but we also need to recognize that we are just nothing in the sight of God. He is the king. He sits on the throne. And we need to come before him humbly, but we can come boldly and ask for mercy.
我们可以谦卑来求怜悯。为什么我们可以这样求呢？因为我们跟耶稣有关系，因为耶稣宽恕我们的罪，因为耶稣赦免我们，所以我们可以在神面前是没有这个 担忧说神会毁灭我们，因为我们的罪得赦免，我们的罪得 清洁。
And the reason we can come boldly is because of the grace of God, because of Jesus' work on the cross to forgive us of sins, that we can come sanctified before the throne. But it's only because of Jesus that we can come boldly before the throne of God. And we can ask for mercy.
亚伯拉罕这个大胆呢，都有种顺服啊。
In his boldness, he was also submissive. He was bold but submissive.
因为你留意一下，亚伯拉罕呢，他没有命令神要怎样做。他只是认真去祷告，谦卑去祷告。
And he didn't demand or command God to do anything. He only humbly prayed and asked.
And humbly praying and asking means that he could get an answer that's no or yes or later or maybe.
因为他的祈求是问，他不是命令，他得到的答案可能是得或者不得，或者等候，或者或者迟些，是不是？即是你问候，即是不是命令的，所以他这样问候呢，都是表示一个信服的心在当中的。 So asking and prayer is a form of submissive.
Because when you ask, then you must submit to what the answer is. Whether it's a yes or no answer, you have to, you ask humbly. My children ask me all the time for things, and I say no. I say no. That doesn't mean I don't love them. It just means that I'm not going to give them what they ask for. And they, if they keep saying, asking and asking, I said no. Don't ask me again. I'll give you the same answer.
我的小朋友每次都问我的事情。那有很多事他问我的事情，我说他听不得，不是的，不准的。 我话唔得唔准咧，唔等于我唔锡佢，我系锡佢。但系佢问嗰样嘢，我唔俾佢啫嘛。咁啊，有时佢问又问来问去，佢问多次两次三次，我话你唔好再问，你问得多，我都会一样咁样答你嘅。我话唔得就系唔得啊嘛。咁啊，有时咧，即系当我哋问，我哋要肯接受所得到嘅答复嘅。如果我哋唔接受，我哋要求扭计。 发脾气，这个不是顺服。Now if we ask and we get an answer that we don't like, and then we start putting up a temper tantrum,
that is not submitting. That is in rebellion. Abraham was submissive.
亚伯拉罕呢就是顺服，佢将个主权交翻俾神。虽然佢求，但佢由得神去决定点样做。He
gave the authority back to God for God to choose what to do.
那我老实讲，如果呢个系我，我系亚伯拉罕呢个祷告嘅地位呢，可能我会有唔同嘅祷告。Now,
if this was me instead of Abraham praying, I think my prayer would be very different.
我谂咧，我会同神讲：神啊，你真系做得好嘢嘅！所多玛、摩哥拉嗰啲人咧，真系好恶啊！你快啲毁灭佢啊！吓，我喺度睇啊，即系第一排嘅，系睇到你点样啊！我睇到烟花点样出嚟嘅，神好嘢！I
think maybe if it was me, I'd say to God, "Oh God, this is great. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah, those guys are wretched people. They're sinners. You know, wipe them out. I'm going to get a front row seat on the hill where I can watch it, you know, and see all the fireworks going off. All right, God, this is good."
阿伯拉罕咪咁。 佢有怜悯，佢亦都冇咁样祈祷。阿伯拉罕冇话：主啊，你唔好毁灭啊！啲人咧真系诶未咁差嘅咧，你俾多次机会佢啦。佢真系系哦，可能佢软弱啊，或者我落去同佢讲啊福音啊，或者佢去改变一身，唔好做呢件事啊。And
Abraham didn't go and say to God, "Oh God, don't wipe them out. They're not that bad, you know. I can go down and maybe give me another chance to share the gospel with them. Oh Lord, you know, they're not that terrible. Lord, please don't do that." He didn't do that either.
阿伯拉罕呢，就只系将神嘅公义、怜悯，就问神：你会唔会咁样不公平做事？All
Abraham did is show God who he is, his righteousness, his mercy, and said, "God, would you do something like that?" And left the response up to God.
佢让神自己去决定。继续睇廿九节。
And look at verse 29 to 32.
阿伯拉罕再问他说：假如在哪里找到四十个呢？他回答：我因这四十个人嘅缘故，也不这样作。阿伯拉罕说：请我主不要动怒，容我再问。假如在哪里？
找到三十个呢？他回答：我若在那里找到三十个，也不这样。阿伯拉罕说：我在大胆地对我主说。假如在那里找到二十个呢？他回答：我因这二十个的缘故，也不毁灭那城。阿伯拉罕说：请我主不 要动怒，用我问这最后的一次。假如在哪里找到十个呢？他回答：
我因这十个的缘故也不毁灭那城。
Well, can you see how bold Abraham is? He's going from 50 all the way down to 10. He keeps coming back and saying, Lord, how about this many? How about this many? He's bold. He's not demanding. He's just asking. God, would you do such a thing like this?
我们看亚伯拉罕真的很大胆，是开头五十个，一路减到十个，好勇敢，好大胆，直接，即是似乎他是得到神的答复，但是他不甘心。如果我们祈祷，神说得，我们开心，神听我祷告，好耶。
Now, if it was us, you know, we pray, God, save the city for the 50, and say, okay, I'll save the city. And then we get so excited, all right, God, heard my prayer. And then we stop. Abraham didn't stop. He kept going for 10.
Abraham 没那么兴奋，他一路求，一路求，一路求，一路求，一路减到十个。他看到他这个迫切。为什么减到十个呢？因为罗德一家人有十口。
Why did he come down to 10? Because Lot's family had 10 members in it.
他就是一路求，一路想着罗德一家人。
可能他觉得所多玛其他人不公义，不信主就一件事，但是罗德这家人肯定是的，是我自己的侄子。
我要请求他，好迫切。
And maybe Abraham knew that there were no other righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah, but he knew that Lot and his family, the 10 in the family, surely they must be righteous.
可惜我们下次看到呢，其实只有三个义人在所多玛。
Unfortunately, next time when we look, we'll find that there were only 3 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot and 2 of his daughters.
He has this for his family's concern, for his family's pressure. He has this for his pressure prayer, active prayer, because he hopes his family can return to the Lord.
And so his urgency in prayer, his anxiousness in prayer is because he wants his family members to be saved.
So he didn't run away, he was really.
So he wasn't shy, he was bold.
弟兄姊妹，有没有这样迫切为你家人祈祷呢？有没有担心他的安全？亚伯拉罕知道他这个的情况就很担心。
Are you that anxious for your family to get saved? Are you concerned about their safety?
很多时呢，我们会有一种心态呢，因为我们知道亚伯拉罕呢，神话佢听佢要毁灭个城市，所以佢当然迫切。但系我哋咧就冇呢个嘅资料，我哋冇呢个肯定。于是我哋有一种心态，即系慢慢嚟嘅，唔使急，慢慢同佢传福音啦，慢慢同佢做见证啦。今年唔信或者明年信咧，跟住我哋好即系慢慢嚟，慢慢嚟啊，唔使急，变咗我哋好似冇个迫切性嘅。
Now, we're different from Abraham. God told Abraham he's going to wipe out the city. So he had an emergency right there. But sometimes with our family, we don't think it's an emergency. You know, well, I've got plenty of time. You know, I can be a witness to them. If they don't get saved this year, maybe next year. You know, I'll just take my time and I'll pray for them, you know. And so we don't have that urgency that Abraham had. But we need that urgency because if they don't know Jesus, they're going to die and go to hell.
我们没有这个的迫切性，但是我们应该有迫切性。因为如果我们亲朋戚友不信耶稣呢，他会去地狱的火。他不信耶稣离开世界就会是落地狱。这个应该给我们一个很迫切的为他祷告靠神做事的。
我们会有些事会迫切啊，考试之前会紧张，系咪？好多事即系平时唔祈祷，考试之前就去祈祷。
Now, there's some things that we get very anxious about. Before an exam time, usually we don't pray that well, but before exams, our prayer life gets really good. 如果我们忽然之间病，平时不是很多祈祷，但是病的时候呢，就会学习怎样祈祷。And sometimes when we're not sick, we don't pray very often. Our devotion time is not that good. But when we get sick, oh, we really learn how to pray, right? 遇到经济的问题，婚姻的问题，那时好像迫切的。And if we come into financial problem, or if our marriage is on the verge of collapse, then we start to learn how to pray. 好多时呢，是要遇到这些这样的危急的情况，我们才会学这个的迫切祷告，恳切祷告。神都很怜悯我们，祂知道我们是软弱的个体。Because God is very merciful. He knows what we're like. He knows our weaknesses. But he's willing to help us. 你同我睇雅各书第五章十七至到十八节。Look in James chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. 雅各书第五章十七节话，以利亚是与我们性情相同的人，他恳切祈求不要下雨，地上就三年零六个月没有雨。他又祷告祈求祈祷，天就下雨，地就生出土产来。这个的以利亚呢，圣经讲他性情与我们相同，但他会恳切祈祷。我们知道以利亚是性情相同，因为落了雨之后，即过了几天他就求死，情绪又起又跌，他的性情跟我们一样，但他可以迫切恳切祷告。 We know that Elijah was very much like us, and here it says that he was a man like us, weak in the flesh, but he could pray earnestly for God. And as he prayed for the rain to come back just a few days after he said that prayer, then he was calling out for God to kill him because Jezebel was chasing him down. He was weak in the flesh. He was like us, but he could pray earnestly and God would hear his prayer. 他怕耶洗别来杀他，所以他求死。他很软弱，但他可以迫切祷告。你都可以迫切祷告。神是听我们软弱人的迫切祷告。 And you can pray earnestly because God hears the weak prayers, the earnest prayers of weak people. I'm weak, but when I pray earnestly, God hears. 那耶稣都讲比喻，讲关于这个的迫切祷告。你看路加福音十一章。 And Jesus talked about being earnest in prayer in Luke chapter 11. 路加福音十一章。路加福音十一章第五节，耶稣讲这个比喻，第五节一直到十三节。 In verse chapter 11 verse 5 to 13, Jesus gives a parable. 耶稣对他们说，你们当中谁有朋友半夜去找他说，请你借给我三个饼，因为我有一个朋友旅行来到我这里，我没有什么可以招待他，而他却在里面回答，不要麻烦我，门已经关好了，孩子也跟我在床上，我不能拿饼给你。我告诉你们，即使不因为他是朋友而起来给他，也会因为他巧眼地直求而起来照他所需要的给他。我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为你所有祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们中间作父亲的，那有儿子求鱼，反拿蛇给他呢？求或求鸡蛋，反给他蝎子呢？你们虽然不好， 尚且知道把好东西给自己的儿女，何况天父岂不更把圣灵赐给靠他的人吗？这里耶稣去教我们怎样去祈祷。他说这个朋友半夜三更不肯起身，但因为不停求不停求不停求，他为了友谊不起身，但因为他啊，你咁烦啊，喺度敲我门，好，我起身俾你。如果朋友肯咁样做，何况神呢？你继续求神，继续求神。跟住耶稣俾呢个嘅肯定，你求鱼就被鱼唔会被蝎子，你求面包唔会被石头。So here we see Jesus is telling us the importance of being persistent and urgent in prayer.And the friend wouldn't open the door because he was a friend, but he did open the door because he was persistent. And Jesus is telling us that we need to continue to seek and ask and be persistent, and that he is going to give us bread when we ask for bread. He won't give us a stone. He will give us fish when we ask for fish. He won't give us a scorpion or a snake. 我们需要积极去求神。好多事呢，我哋就冇呢个积极性。我哋求一次就算数。Many times we just pray once and then give up。系有一个嘅故事喺美国佛罗里达州，佢话有个人系搵到金矿啊，咁佢去买一啲嘅佢先买嗰个地，跟住佢买一啲嘅工具要刮呢个金矿。咁佢真係刮到，但因為佢即係用咗咁多錢投資買嗰啲嘅機器，所以佢一路刮啲金，一路賺到啲錢，啱啱還到賣機器同埋買地嗰個債務，還清咗個債務，金礦就冇曬金。跟住佢唔甘心，繼續刮，再刮到咧就成身債，再刮到成身債嘅時候咧，最後咧灰心放棄。当他放弃的时候，将那些地和机器卖给一个买烂铁的人，买这个真人真事，买烂铁那个$100买完，跟着买烂铁那个就很聪明，去找一个地质学家去视察个地，地质学家呢就告诉他，其实我们的视察结果呢再落地三尺就有金嘅，结果咧佢落地三尺就变咗美国最有钱嘅金矿嘅一个嘅老板。And there's a in Colorado a true story. A gold miner found gold in a mine, and so he bought the land. He invested in the equipment, and he started to get out the gold.And he spent so much money buying the land and for the equipment that he put himself so much in debt. But as they got the gold out, they paid off the debt. Finally, when they paid off all the debt, the gold ran out. And there was no gold left. But they kept digging and he went back into debt. Finally, one day he got so frustrated, he sold the mine and all the equipment to a junk dealer for $100. And the junk dealer then hired a geologist.Assessed the land, and they found that there's 3 feet under where they stopped digging, there is more gold. And so they went down 3 more feet, and ended up becoming the richest gold miner in the United States. 弟兄姊妹，我哋祈祷系咪太早停止咧？系咪太早放弃咧？再落三尺就揾到金矿，系我哋嘅祷告，系我哋嘅。等候的时候我们就快得滞就灰心了，神不听祷告就算了。耶稣又讲另一个的比喻，在路加福音18章，这个不用看，我讲个比喻给你听。 Jesus told another parable in Luke chapter 18, and you don't have to turn to it, I'll tell you the story. 有个人呢，他就是去个官度，个官咧就系恶嘅，唔理人。有一个寡妇咧，就嚟求伸冤，个官就唔睬佢。但系因为佢时时求伸冤， 个捐献佢麻烦，最后咧都帮佢。耶稣话：何况你天上嘅父亲咧爱你，都会为你伸冤。And、so Jesus told the parable of the wicked judge and the widow coming and always asking for to a righteous judgment, and he said no, but she kept persisting and persisting and persisting, and finally the judge gave in because he got tired of her asking. And Jesus said, if a wicked judge will do that, how much more will your righteous Father in heaven?
我睇到嘅时候，有时会拗晒头，点解一个嘅恶嘅官同神嚟做比较呢？
Sometimes I wonder, why is Jesus putting a wicked judge in comparison and contrast to God?
个答案就好简单，如果恶嘅人可以咁样做，神更加会咁样做。即是话，当我哋继续祈求，当我哋恒心，神一定会听我哋祷告。
And the answer is that if a wicked person is going to given God in His mercy and grace is that much more going to answer our prayers if we persist and pray. But of course, our prayer must be according to His will.
当然我们的祷告要按神的旨意来靠。我们看回创世纪十八章三十三节
and look back at Genesis 18 verse 33. 耶和华与亚伯拉罕说完了话就走了，亚伯拉罕也回到自己的地方去。
那我们在这里要留意，神呢就完成跟亚伯拉罕讲嘢。
And here God finished talking with Abraham. It wasn't Abraham finished talking with God.
不是亚伯拉罕跟神完成，是神完成跟亚伯拉罕讲嘢。神是做主动，神完成了他的目的，他来探访亚伯拉罕。要做到嘅嘢完成咗，於是神就走。
And Abraham, God had finished his purpose. He accomplished his purpose, is why he came to visit Abraham. It was finished, he left.
所以亚伯拉罕，佢知道罗德一家人系所多玛，佢又留意佢为佢祈祷，但系当然佢希望佢可以即系全城去得救，但系佢将个结果交喺神嘅手里边，将翻个主权俾神。
And Abraham just prayed for his relative Lot, and he didn't know if they were going to get saved out of the city or not, but he left it in God's hands.
其实神呢是喜欢我们参与他的工作，无论神是要做怎样的工作，神是喜欢你参与。祷告的目的是要我们改变，不是要神改变。
And one purpose of prayer is to change me. Prayer is not a way to make God change his mind. Prayer changes our minds so we can see things God's way.
祷告不是要改变神的想法，祷告而是改变自己的观点，以致我们可以明白神要怎样做的。
Prayer does not change God's direction, it changes our perspective.
祷告不是改变神的方向，而是改变我们的角度。
Prayer is not getting my will done. True prayer gets God's will done because prayer changes me.
祷告不是要得到我想得到的事，而是真正的祷告是得到神想做到的事。因为按照神的祷告就会改变我们自己。
所以我们在祷告的时候，我们要记住祷告就是想先想到神的心意，神是要做些什么先，我们按照神的心意祷告，我们得到答案。
So when we pray, we must remember that we first know what God wants to do, and we pray according to that, and then God does it.
第二方面呢，祷告呢，是开启道路给神做工。
So prayer opens the door for God to work. 祷告是开一个道路给神呢，不是改变神的旨意，但是祷告可以改变神的行动作为。
So prayer doesn't change God's purpose, but prayer does change the action of God.
所以我们好像一个门口，神是叫我们来参与祂的工作，感动我们祈祷，
当我们祈祷的时候，神就释放他的工作。 So we are like a swinging door, and God motivates us and moves on our hearts on what to pray for, and as we pray for it, then it releases God in action.
因为耶稣讲过给我们听，我们求神之前，神已经知道我们所要的一切。
And Jesus told us that before we pray, God already knows what we need. 所以我们祈祷不是说神听新的东西，神已经知道。So when we pray, we're not telling God something new. He already knows. But we're releasing God to do his work.
但是祷告是释放神去做工。
所以神说亚伯拉罕听所多玛这件事呢，其实是要亚伯拉罕参与，可以祷告神去参与这个工作。
So God told Abraham what he was going to do in Sodom.In Gomorrah, because God wanted Abraham to partake in prayer in what God was going to do.
神系俾我哋有机会咁样样，所以最后我哋睇到祷告呢系由神嘅感动发出。So prayer starts with a conviction from God. 祷告系神感动我哋，神感动我哋系俾我哋明白佢嘅旨意，跟住我哋知道神嘅旨意系。我们去祷告，我们怎样知道神的旨意呢？我们先去读圣经。当我们读圣经的时候，圣灵感动我们的心，圣灵感动我们的心，我们知道神的意思是什么，跟着我们可以用圣经的说话来祷告，神就会听祷告。
So God motivates us as we know his will. How do we know the will of God? By reading the Bible. As we read the Bible, God then convicts our heart, and as we are convicted in our heart, then we pray according to the conviction that God puts in our heart, and then because it's a prayer according to his word, then God does his work.
So 一个好紧要的事情，我们要知道，真正的祷告呢，不是我们要将自己的计划讲给神听，求神祝福。
So something that's very important about prayer we need to know is that we do not take our plans and present them before God and say, God, stamp them and bless them.
真正的祷告呢，就是先知道神想做什么，知道神的计划，跟着我们参与神的计划。
True prayer is knowing what God wants to do and then partnering with God and praying that God's will would be, can be done.
亚伯拉罕这样祷告，神清楚听他的祷告。
And Abraham prayed, and God clearly heard him and answered his prayer. And in the next chapter, we will find out what God did as a result of that prayer.
下一次会睇到神点样回应亚伯拉罕，即系跟住个行动系点样。但系呢度我哋睇到神系要做你嘅朋友，佢希望你参与佢嘅计划。神系有怜悯有公义，佢想祝福我哋。他要我们有勇敢的祷告，谦卑的祷告，要迫切和恒心的祷告。我们祷告要合神心意，不是命令神做的，但我们可以参与神的工作。
And so here we've seen that God wants to be a friend of ours, that he wants us to participate in his plan. He is a God of mercy and a God of compassion, righteousness. He wants to bless us. He wants us to be bold in prayer, to pray humbly, but to pray consistently and persistent, not demanding, but asking for God's will to be done.
呢度睇到个祷告喺圣经里边第一个记印出嚟、写出嚟嘅祷告，真系好丰富，好多嘢学。愿神咧透过呢个祷告咧，让我哋嘅祷告生活可以更加合神心意。但是我们要更加清楚，我们可以祈祷的原因是什么呢？因为耶稣为我们赦免，死在十字架赦免我们的罪，因为耶稣宽恕我们的罪，我们才去勇敢来到神的面前，我们才可以做神的朋友。
And why can we come boldly before the throne of grace? Because Godsent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us. And it's because of the death on the cross of Jesus Christ that our sins are forgiven and that we can be a friend of God and that we can pray.
So 今日呢 我们都是要麦饼纪念主，纪念耶稣为我们死。这个是一个好的机会，特别我们讲到祷告，神听哪个人的祷告呢？罪得赦免的祷告。你今天有这个机会，再一次在神的面前呢，求神宽恕你的罪，再一次在神的面前呢，得到神的宝血的洁净。我们肯定我们是和神有关系，我们吃这个饼喝这个杯是纪念到耶稣在我们的心里面，祂为我们在十字架上赎我们的罪。所以我们吃这个饼喝这个杯，就是再一次求神在心中里面工作。跟着可以肯定，耶稣因为你为我死，好像亚伯拉罕一样，耶稣你是为我赎罪，耶稣我是你的儿女，我将我的事讲给你听。我们拿神的应许，拿着圣经说，神我是属于你，我求你为我工作的。 And so as we partake in the bread and the wine, we can stand firm and know that because Jesus forgave us of our sins, we have that boldness to come before him and say, Lord, I am your son, I am your daughter, I'm standing on the promises, and I ask you to do your work in my life. 我一起低头祈祷。主耶稣，我们多谢你，我们今天看这个经文，我们看到你在十字架上的作为。你是成为我们的救主，为我们死，为我们赎罪。因为你的死，我们得宽恕，得赦免，我们甚至乎是成为你的儿女和你的朋友。主，我们现在就要麦饼纪念，纪念你的死。但是主，我们的心里面是很迫切，因为我们有很多祷告的事情，很多的需要，很多的困难，我们都需要交托给你。我们希望主耶稣你释放你的能力在我们的当中，去医治我们的疾病，去拯救我们的未信耶稣的家属，去宽恕我们澳门这个罪恶的城市。将我们要用迫切的祷告去求你，我们知道你是听我们的祷告，因为我们属于你的儿女。所以主耶稣，我们求你，当我们麦饼吃这个饼喝这个杯的时候，我们求耶稣你的灵降临在我们当中，求耶稣你再一次与我们相见，你是想跟我们做朋友，你是想在你当中，我们你希望参与，我们参与你的计划，你是想祝福我们，你是想释放你的灵。所以主，我们求你在当中工作。当我们继续低头祈祷，请敬拜小组再上来跟我们唱歌。我们又派饼和杯，等到大家有这个饼和这个杯。如果你未信耶稣，请你不要拿，因为这个被基督徒来纪念耶稣。但如果你信耶稣，欢迎你呢，一起拿这个饼和杯，等到大家有，我们再一次祈祷。
人抱怨我打结症，人抱怨我得重伤，人逆血代替我死，成全那救赎的献祭，洁净我。 稣，因耶稣我得洁净，因耶稣我得重生，因耶稣代替我死，成全了救赎的天罪，洁净我罪，比说更白，说更白，我耶稣身宝贵。因宝血我得洁净，因宝血我得重生，因你血代替我死，成全了救赎的冤罪，洁净我。身宝贵的献祭，我耶稣，我耶稣，身宝贵的献祭。耶稣，你为到我哋手揸住呢个宝血，去呢个杯嘅葡萄汁。是代表主的宝血，帮我们手揸着他的饼。主，我们多谢你，你跟门徒一起最后晚餐的时候，你跟他一起擘饼，擘叫我们能够用这个圣餐去纪念你，纪念你为我们流出你的宝血，是因为你宽恕赦免我们的罪，纪念你呢用你自己的身体在十字架上面为我们牺牲，同样是爱我们宽恕我们，我们多谢你主，你又应许我们说你受过鞭伤叫我们得到医治。像我们一起去领受这个圣餐的时候，我们不单单去纪念你，我们在这里再一次要求你医治王生的身体。多谢你主耶稣，多谢你听我们祈祷，奉主耶稣名求，